It's always a big game when you play Kansas City. And, I mean, you look at his productivity last week. He had 10 catches. And, I mean, he's out there. He's playing big for him now that the quarterback went out. So, just going to look for them to run the ball and try to get him the ball as much as possible.
Now, you had success against him last year. How'd you do it?
Just try to play him man for man. You know, we had a lot of different schemes, you know, to scheme against him. You know, sometimes we had Champ playing him, sometimes we had somebody else playing him. So, you know, we just try to switch up the different people on him, just to give him a finesse guy, give him in with linebackers on him, in your face type of guy. And, you know, I mean, I don't think he got comfortable. I don't think he got settled, or maybe the quarterback didn't get settled. But, you know, this week, we look for them to have something to scheme against that.
We're looking at you now as kind of a specialist when it's Gase, when it's Gonzalez. You know, you're going to get the call, and I imagine you look forward to it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I always look forward to when I'm getting on the field, you know, just trying to contribute to the team and make something special happen. So hopefully this week, you know, we can make something special happen.
It was that game San Diego last year at home. That was when they first used the big nickel a lot, and you did very well that day. Do you feel confident they're gonna use that a lot more because of how you did last year?
You never tell, you know what I mean? Because teams scheme for different defenses, you know, some special like that. So we'll see, you know, hopefully, you know, we can make it a major role and get me out there on the field a little more. If not, then, you know, just got to do what I can when I get in there.
How did that formation first come into play? How did the coaches first bring that up to you?
I'm not too for sure. You know, I was covering tight ends all during camp last year, and I guess when they put me in that corner versus Miami, they was like, oh, well, you know, this kid can, you know, he's out there making plays, you know, corner, and opponents on that corner, maybe we should get him on the field a little more. So, you know, hopefully, you know, just keep that mentality and try to get me on the field a little more.
Do you look forward to this game then a little more than, say, this other games because they got a tight end like that and they're going to call on you a lot?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You always look towards games where, you know, you feel like you could be a part, more of a part of the defense and, you know, just part of the team contributing. So, you know, you get up for every game, but, you know, there's certain games that you get a little more geek for. So, you know, this is one of the ones I look forward to and hopefully we get out there and do something.
And from your perspective, what is the key to dealing with Gonzalez?
Gosh, it's tough, you know. He's a great athlete, like I said before, so you got to stay technique sound. When you're guarding him, you got to read your keys. You got to, you know, keep your eyes low, you know, and just stay technique sound.